I told him. I told him.
You shouldn't have fought your first
time.
What are you doing?
You need to pull your heart together.
Irrelevant. And this is Irrelevant. Welcome back, Filmnarkians.
Hi, I'm Matt. Just, I wanted to let you know. I thought maybe you didn't know.
Well, welcome back, Matt.
No, I wanted you to say your guys' names.
I'm glad you're here.
I know. That's why I didn't do it. I felt like...
You said it, and I looked at Chris, and then he was just sitting there, and then that made me laugh. I'm Corey. There's Chris.
Yep, this is gonna go good.
I refuse.
I like how I
they
said
know
it.
Who I am.
I like how they how I said it, like they could see us, and I'm like, there's Chris.
Yeah,
just over there.
I'm
see
pointing
him?
At him right now. Can't
yep.
you tell?
Look at that shirt look. He's wearing.
Look what I'm doing.
It's a pretty dope shirt. It's got Geno from Mario RPG.
Yep, and it's made out of dope. Okay, so starting off irrelevant.
Fat and tight.
It's fat and tight. Who wants to go first?
Rad.
I'll go first.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I don't even have one.
Okay.
So let's bring back Angry Corey.
I'll go first. So, shirts really bugs me when...
Just in general?
They have the buttons, the extra buttons on the inside, which makes sense, but they seem to be far better sewn onto the shirt than the actual buttons of the shirt. Because I'll lose a button, and I'm not going to unsew one of those buttons and then sew it back on. I'm just not going to do that. And then what makes it even more annoying is when they're in pants, because I bought a pair of pants, and I put my hand in the pocket, and there was a little, like, plastic baggie of buttons, which you take out, and I have nowhere to put that, so I took it out because I don't want to touch it every time I put my hands in it. My buttons fell off of the pants, and now I can't find the replacement buttons, which I could probably just use another button, but I'm not going to do that. Because I'm not going to sew buttons back on my pants. Either do better constructed buttons and sewn, or don't waste my time with all these other buttons that are going to rub up against my stomach or do something weird. It's annoying. I
you
can't
ever
stand
try
it.
Safety pins?
Does it really, I have done a safety
they
pin
work
before.
Push your buttons.
It does push my buttons, man.
Get a button drawer.
I'm not going to get a button.
Put all your buttons
why do I
in
need,
a drawer.
Why do I need a button drawer?
A drawer.
Why would I have a button drawer?
Dedicated button drawer.
Because then anytime you need a button, you have one. You
yeah.
just go to
but
your
but that's
drawer.
Ridiculous. I'm not going to do that.
Bippity boppity boop.
I would much rather throw my pants away than even attempt to sew a button
bippity
back
bippity
on.
Buttons.
I paid my money
bippity
for completed
bippity
pants.
Bippity button drawer.
All right. Do you have something, Matt, that you're mad
yeah.
about?
Yeah. I mean, there's more than one thing.
No, go for it. I got
but,
another thing, too.
I mean, just in life. But I'm kind of tired of the social media backlash that you get, specifically on Facebook. And I think it's in part, to do with the age range that is on there. Anybody from, 10 to 65 years old is on there. So all of these different opinions are on there. And you can't just post an opinion or an article and not have an intelligent conversation about it. It's always got to be an attack on the other person's
yeah.
side. And so I feel like I have to steer clear of all of that, especially with this U.S. presidency.
Mm.
You have to stay completely away from it because you can't talk about it on Facebook.
Yep.
Or any other place, because you're going to get attacked.
Yeah.
You can't just have a conversation and talk about the good and the bad points or any of that. It's just, I think it's silly. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to talk to people. I'm willing to see their point of view, and I'm willing to change my mind even if they're right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not so opinionated. I am opinionated. But I am opinionated to a point.
Yeah.
There's a certain point where I will change my mind because I will do the research and I
yes.
will follow through. If someone poses a question, I'm not going to just attack them and backlash and all of that kind of stuff. I'm actually going to go research and find out their side of the story.
And the problem with the internet is that the most vocal people are the ones who don't do research.
Yeah, they don't.
They're the ones who
I feel
just
like
want
you don't have a right
things.
To an opinion. If you
yeah.
if you can't back it up, you don't have a right to your opinion.
I think all social media things need an IQ test before you're able to get onto it.
People are always more vocal about their opinions that they feel don't matter.
Mm.
I don't know if I've shared this with you guys before, but there's a story I heard about this, like a political meeting that they were having, like a committee to like pass a few bills, and one of the bills was like really important, like cleaning the water in the water tower so that like the water resource for the community was clean.
Yeah,
and they like proposed it. Nobody had any issues, and they passed it right away. And then there was like another one where it was like building a rack for bicycles for like construction workers, and it took them like all day because everyone was like, well, I don't think we should have a rack. And like, because it doesn't matter as much, people are more willing to voice their opinion on it. And I think that's partially why people who don't know a lot about things are very loud on social media, is because they don't understand like the meaning, the importance of the discussion or the topic. Plus,
interesting.
Opinions are like
that.
Buttholes. Everyone has them. You know? Like everyone has an opinion. Everyone feels like their opinion is important and like special to them, and they want to share it. My issue is I don't think that's just social media. I feel like people today have the maturity level to have a discussion without getting upset.
That's true. Yeah. No, I think you make a fair point there.
I feel like this is an opportune time for me to apologize to you, Matt, about attacking you on social media for not hating Batman versus Superman.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this affected you so.
Oh,
Chris,
man.
Did you think of anything?
Nope.
Okay.
He doesn't really get mad about stuff.
I don't.
Well,
I
mean, McDonald's breakfast menus. Yeah, I know that for sure.
Just because I just don't understand why people like their breakfast so much. And I know that's not a popular opinion, but like there's so much better breakfast everywhere else.
You're wrong and I hate you.
So this...
I'm being social media.
I think maybe they like it.
Social media Matt is a new character for the show.
Yeah. Hey, social, yeah, there you go. We all social have our media, we social all have so media, many Matt. Different characters.
I know, I need more.
Here's my opinion. I posted an article. I've never read it, though.
Yeah, but I agree with them.
I read the title.
I feel like, here's something. I feel like with all the technology we have nowadays, why hasn't there been like a better toilet paper that doesn't, you know, make your butthole bleed if you have to wipe too much?
Well.
Like, why has that not been invented? We have, like, hovercrafts that can, like, go straight from the ocean onto land, and, like, we can fly in the air, but you can't, like, comfortably wipe your butt on a regular basis. I feel like it's just kind of weird to me.
I think you need to upgrade the quality of your toilet paper.
What are you using? Are you using toilet paper that on it just says toilet paper?
Are you buying it from the dollar store? Because it's not going to work.
You know the roll after the toilet paper isn't more toilet
paper. It's single ply sandpaper.
You got to switch to that Charmin.
It's true. Charmin Ultra is really good.
They nail that.
But I still feel like, I don't know. I just feel like there should be some kind of like, I don't know, like... flushable wet wipe that is just everything in one,
too.
You know?
Or,
why don't they have it where it should only take one wipe and you should be good to go?
Everyone should have a bidet. That's just...
I wish that there was a bidet. I want a bidet so badly.
You can buy one. You can put it in your house.
Well, I'll have to look into that because I want a bidet.
I can install it for you.
Before this gets super weird, I have another thing I'm upset about.
Before?
could you put it in a shower? No, anyway.
Why would you want a bidet in a shower?
I'm just saying, get all the spots.
You're pooping in the shower?
No.
Although
I saved that for the bathroom.
All right.
Anyway,
that's what we need to invent. We need to invent a one-stop bathroom where you go in, something shaves your face, you take a shower while you're pooping, you get your teeth brushed, like everything in one go. It's like all at once. The only downside is you have to get naked. When you go to the
every
bathroom.
Time, every single time.
I mean, why isn't the toilet
this is,
in the shower?
I think
like,
this is considered bathroom humor.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I wouldn't want it. I don't take that many showers. I don't want it.
I don't think I would want.
I don't take that many showers during
the day.
I don't think I would want
like as often as you
water,
need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You want it, yeah.
I don't think I'd want water shooting me in the face while I'm going to the bathroom. I feel weird enough if I'm drinking something while I'm peeing. I just feel like it's a cycle.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. It's an unending cycle.
Yeah, it's like this is just a weird.
I could
way
do
to look
this
at
forever.
It. Yeah.
All right, well, that's enough of that.
Okay, anyway. Wow.
So, that really you're mad about something else.
Oh, yes, I'm mad about something else. These stupid fads with people doing little things and showing videos, like you see 40 videos of people flipping water bottles and everyone losing their mind. You see videos of people, what are some of the other ones? Planking was a big one.
Planking, yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, you're
laying
there.
The Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake, there's that. There's
anything that has become a fad.
Yeah, all like, these things where it's like a 30-second clip that you show, and then everyone overreacts to it. Knock it off. I really want to create my own of, like, opening garbage plastic bags the first try.
There you
I
go.
Feel like that is a far more impressive skill than anything
you
else
might have
I've
to try the
there.
Drawstring or something to
Yeah, just, like, really, like, slide your fingers and open it first try. I feel like that is a more useful talent than anything else I've seen on the internet. It is so annoying.
Yeah, it's kind of infuriating that these things become so popular. But then again,
yeah, it's like, oh, my neighbor's
rage, famous. My rage lasts for like 5 seconds. I'm like, I don't care. I just don't
like,
have to watch
what's
it.
What's to be annoyed? I think those things are fun. And you don't have to watch them, but you can look them up if you
want. Yeah, but they're everywhere. That's the problem.
They're so everywhere. And
you don't have to watch it, but then you know, you're scrolling past, like Vine, for example. They're six seconds, right?
Yeah.
So you're scrolling past, you're going through your Vine, and then you see like 35 of the exact same videos.
Yeah.
And you can't get to something else.
Is this some kind of like Vine app or something?
There's a Vine app.
Oh, okay.
But,
I don't have that.
They're everywhere anyway.
Yeah. Just imagine you're watching YouTube videos, but the next video just automatically plays, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine you're watching super short ones. And you watched a video, like a Dude Perfect video, okay? We talked about how much we love those.
Yeah, I love Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect is awesome.
Because they're
Dude,
actually
perfect.
Achieving something.
So imagine that you watch those guys do that, and then you watch 35 other videos of people doing what Dude Perfect did, but short clips only.
Yeah, I think that's where it's an issue with me, is they make it a big show and, like, they're achieving something, and they have achieved nothing. It's like, but yet they have 30,000 views from people wanting to see them do this, and it's like, okay, let's give this person attention.
But that's, like, the same thing where they used to, like, there was a fad for a while where you would buy a gallon of milk and then just pour it over your head while you were walking out of the store.
Oh. What? I've not heard of that.
I have not heard
that
of that.
That was
either.
One of them. That was around the same time that planking was a big deal.
Okay.
You're making me more angry.
I think it's fun. So what was kind of annoying and where I can understand was the ice bucket challenge.
ALS ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
Became that popular.
That at least had a cause
for a meaning.
Yeah.
Well,
is that what you mean?
But it wasn't like, I think the vast majority of people just wanted to film themselves dumping ice water on their heads.
Right. They didn't even mention what it was for or anything like that. So that's that same fury that you feel is how we're feeling about the rest of those things.
And you know what I think this boils down to? It boils down to the same thing of you take something really creative from someone who did this originally and made like a big deal, even if it was a joke. Like you take the goofy walk from Monty Python, right? Where John Cleese is walking down the street and he's kicking his legs out and dragging them and just walking super weird. And then everyone's like, oh, that's really funny. Let's do our own. And then you have 60 of people doing the same thing that the original person did that was funny. And it just takes the magic out of that moment more and more and more. And it's like having someone write your jokes for you.
People jumping on the fad is really what it comes down.
Okay, it's like, just let the person have that.
What's bothering you is the same sort of thing that bothers me, where people think that them doing something is worth watching.
Yes.
And it's that belief in general that's annoying.
You like watching this, well, watch me do it.
Like, I have friends on Snapchat, and I don't really know how to remove people on Snapchat, but they'll do a story every day, but they're not doing anything worthwhile. They're just, like, living life. And it's so annoying to me. They're like, oh, you ate some food. Oh, there's food at work today. This is my friend. They're dancing. It's like, why don't you do a Snapchat story if you, like, travel somewhere or do something that's worth talking about instead of just, like, expecting everyone to be interested in every second of your life. That's what's annoying to me, and now I understand.
And everyone, please welcome to the show the new character, Snapchat Chris.
Snapchat Chris gets angry. Chris.
So this leads me into the next thing that I was going to talk about, which was the fad of the RIP headphone users. playing videos, and basically it's a sound clip or something where, like you take the end of the THX from Star Wars, you know, that bar, right? So just imagine that distorted and 10 times louder than anything else in the video, and they're using it as a comedy point, and I don't understand it, and it just hurts your ears for no reason. I don't like it.
See,
they do it on Vine. They do it on YouTube. PewDiePie's doing it in lots of his videos. Like, the video starts, and it's just like, just static and noise. And then, hey, my name's PewDiePie. Welcome to the video. Why? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
That's like, just rude and mean, and I don't like it.
Great joke if you're just doing it to one person, but to put it out for it to happen
and
to a bunch of people and
doing
not care
it now.
And not even
and has
get
been
the
doing
satisfaction
it for months.
Of seeing the joke.
That's how all
seems ridiculous.
Practical jokes are. I never, like, so some practical jokes are fun if they don't, like, harm anyone.
Hurt your ears? Yeah.
I remember my friend once walked up to me while he was, like, filming me on his phone and, like, wiped Vaseline on my face. And it, like, pissed me off, so I, like, took it off my face and, like, put it on his phone, and he got all mad at me, and I remember my friends were like, dude, I can't believe you did that. Like, that's his phone. And I was like, I was washing dishes, and he just wiped Vaseline on my face, and you're saying that I overreacted?
Yeah.
He was being a dick, and I made him pay for it by putting a little bit of Vaseline on his phone.
Yeah.
I just feel like practical jokes in general are not that
I just don't understand
I get that, but this is not just a practical joke. This is another fad.
With the people that are doing that, if I do a practical joke, I'm going to be there while it's happening and just soak it in and bathe in that joke as they're
like
being
practical
tortured.
Jokes.
I love doing that. April Fool's Day is like my favorite day. I don't do any mean practical jokes.
Right.
Stuff I do is I go to someone at work, find a way to draw them away from their desk where they won't lock their computer, and I change their mouse pointer to the loading circle, and then I let them work the rest of the day wondering what's loading on their computer. And I sit in that room and I ask them about what's going on as they're getting frustrated to frustrate them more as they talk about it. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I think I know how to fix this, and change the mouse cursor right in front of them and then have them go, oh my God. Like, that's how you do a practical joke. You
that's
live
not,
in it
that's
and
not
you
that bad.
Watch
right.
the
well,
reaction.
It's it doesn't hurt anyone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It
doesn't hurt
like,
anyone.
I'm not going to upload a RIP headphones thing and then look and be like, 4,000 views. I tricked 4,000 people.
Like, you didn't trick,
there's no satisfaction
that's, well, that's,
from
that's
that.
What I don't like about practical jokes is you didn't trick anyone. You were just a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, there's a thin line between like
your
a
practical
funny joke
a-hole
and
instead
just,
of a practical
yeah, exactly.
jokester.
Yeah. Like, you see those videos sometimes where people like scare people, and sometimes that's funny to like just jokingly like frighten your friend.
There's whole YouTube channels
but
devoted
there, but
to
then
that.
There's,
and
but
just,
then there's like where you just go too far.
These
and
people
it's
are
like,
jerks.
I used to get really mad at my roommate because he would scare me whenever like every chance he got, and I'd just be like, dude, that's not funny. Like, there's a reason for me to be scared when I'm walking home alone in, you know, downtown Portland, like with headphones in. So when you like walk up and push me out of nowhere, like there's a reason I'm scared because like that could be someone attacking me and mugging me. Like, that's not funny. That's just frightening. Like, I don't know.
No, I get that.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a really thin line. And if it's not funny for both people, then it's not funny. In my opinion.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I guess we can probably be done. There's lots of other things.
We should
things
have been done
are...
hours ago. We should have never had that wiping butt conversation. That was a mistake.
Oh, well.
Who's,
who cares?
Let's take a vote on whose fault that was. People who think it was Corey's fault.
It was 90s Chris.
Nope, no one raised their hand.
It was totally Chris.
People who
Chris.
Thinks it was Matt's fault.
It was Chris.
No one raised it. People who thinks it was Chris's fault.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah. Just so the Matt listeners at home, we did raise our hands.
Yes. Well, Matt didn't.
Well,
I'm going to be honest.
I was not participating in this.
Yeah, he didn't vote.
But hands were raised, just not Matt's.
I meant to say that way more funny instead of super sarcastic.
All right.
Like, oh, hey, this is an audio medium. Ha ha.
Hey, it's my time now.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I have been cast with bringing you the movie spotlight.
Do we have it?
Oh, I have a little audio.
800 million people living in the ruin of the old world. Only one thing fighting for order in the chaos. justice.
Peace Trees is the manufacturing base for all the slow-mo in Mega City 1.
You know how often we get a judge up in Peace Trees?
Well, you got one now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got one now.
You got one now.
Who plays
Dredd?
Yeah, who plays him?
Yes, this movie is Dredd. It is based off of the comic Judge Dredd, which is a little bit of a lesser-known comic. If you were a child of the 80s, you probably know of a Sylvester Stallone version.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that Jack Black is, like, an extra in that movie?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, in the original. It's weird. It's, like, he's, like, some crony for a bad guy, and he's, like... He's just there for like five. It's weird.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like, that's Jack Black.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But
so Dredd.
Yes.
Sorry.
Judge Dredd is a lesser known comic book character. And that Sylvester Stallone one was very off base of the comic, which had a really big cult following and still does. And this movie nailed the comic, like, absolutely. And it's kind of a goofy comic and a bit cheesy. The character's really cheesy. And that's what this movie does. It's starring Carl Urban. Okay, it was directed by Pete Travis. It was rated R, so it's a very adult movie. Lots of violence, mm-hmm. which is really in tune with the comic.
It's pretty graphic.
It is very graphic.
Yeah.
Carl Urban, a couple cool things that I found out about this, was he actually approached them for wanting to play this character. One of the main traits of Judge Dredd, this police officer of the future, and in this future, there is no courts or anything. There's this thing called the Hall of Justice, and the police officers are called judges. And so when they go and fight crime, they do the judge, jury, executioner while they're there. So he may arrest someone and be like, "You're trespassing, that's 3 years in jail," and they take him in and they do their reports and stuff. And Judge Dredd is known for being the harshest of the judges. So he will kill people a lot more easily. He will write them up and take them to jail for years for minor things. He's very law-abiding, black and white detail.
Jaywalking, dead. Steal a cookie, dead. Wear sunglasses when it's not sunny, dead.
Dead.
Judge dead.
Guilty. this movie is fantastic. It was shot on a pretty low budget. It was made for $35 million. It was made for, and opening it did $6,278,491, and in gross it did $13,401,683. So it didn't do that great, and I think it's because of the unfamiliarity. And if you are familiar
probably
with...
Probably wasn't very good marketing either.
Yeah, yeah. I think marketing had a lot to do with it because it was originally released in 3D. It was originally called Dredd 3D. And it takes place in this one building, and it's very, very visual and visceral. And Carl Urban, who's a star, approached them about wanting to be Dredd. But he said, very important, he's never going to take his helmet off because he doesn't in the comics. That's something very true to the character. He always
cool.
wears
I like
the helmet.
That. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so he was like, "I'm going to wear this helmet the whole
Stallone's
time."
Stallone's Dredd did.
Yeah, like almost half the movie.
Anytime you have a star, you kind of have to.
Yeah, be like, "This is the star. Why is he wearing a helmet the whole time? We want to see him." But Carl Urban, they have a motorcycle that Dredd rides called the Lawmaker, I believe, or the Lawmaster.
Oh,
the Lawmaster is his motorcycle. And he wanted to do all the stunts and drive it. He's like, "I want to be able to do it. I want to feel like the character and drive the motorcycle." And so Carl Urban also worked with military and police, learned how to fire a gun,
and
learned
Sylvester
what type
Stallone.
Of strategy to figure out when under fire, where to go, how to move, what type of decisions they would make. He learned how to breach doors and how to enter a room after breaching. He took all of this training and stuff to really take it as seriously as possible.
He watched all the Rocky movies.
Yep, all the Rocky movies. This is Carl Urban, not Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I know. You got to prepare.
Yeah, the Lawgiver is his...
He did a Rocky training montage for
the
movie.
The Lawgiver is the futuristic gun that the judges have, and they have multiple firing modes. And some of the modes are standard, high explosive, armor piercing, hot shot, which I'm not entirely sure what that is. I think that has it to where it, like...
Incendiary?
Curbs, like, not incendiary. Because there's also a thing of incendiary, the rapid fire, and stun. But hotshot, I think it's like a heat-seeking type
thing.
Oh,
that makes sense.
And then a dead setting.
Yeah, and then a dead. Dead. He just shoots it and everything in the room dies.
Dead.
The main plot of the movie is that there's this drug called slow-mo. So when you take it, time slows down drastically for you. And it plays kind of this sound when it happens. And that sound is actually a Justin Bieber song that was slowed down 800 times.
Whoa.
So kind of funny. When you're listening to it, you're actually listening to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you remember that Jolene song I showed you? Oh, no, it was Chris. Me. Yeah. It's slowed down. Jolene, Dolly Parton's Jolene.
I love that song.
Slowed down by 25%, exactly. It sounds like this man singing this super depressing song. This is amazing. It's amazing. That just reminded me of that.
Nice.
I'll show it to you later.
The director of this movie also was the director of Vantage Point, and he hasn't done a whole lot of other things. It was released in September 21st, 2012. It just kind of fell back behind all these other things. And if you're looking for really good comic adaptions, and comic book movies are all over the place, this is that movie. And it has a darker tone, and it nails the darker tone, and gives you that gritty feel that Zack Snyder has been trying to do with DC. This movie does that and gives you an idea of what that world would look like. And it's at a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's certified fresh. I mean, it's a good movie, just people missed it.
Yeah.
And it's so good that it's built up such a cult following, there's actually petitions that have been around to get a sequel, and Carl Urban is all about it. But it just looks like it's not going to make a ton of money, so studios are a little kind of hesitant. But
that's what they do.
Yep, the petition
right
now
make us money?
Has over 135,000 signatures right now from people, and I am actually one of those people as well. So if you want to go onto their Facebook page and sign the petition, or just look it up on change.org, look up for the Dread sequel after you watch the movie, which last I saw it was on Netflix. It may not be on there now, but you can rent it on Amazon for like $3.
I don't know if it's on there anymore either.
But
I can't remember where I watched it again.
Fantastic.
We talked about
movie.
It, and I had to watch it again.
Yeah.
Was it on Netflix for a while?
It was.
Yeah, it was on Netflix for a while.
And I don't want to spoil it, but the ending, I'm just going to say, is so brutal. And the whole idea on why it plays out the way it plays out is just pure, brutal genius.
I just think one of the most genius things about it is the slow-mo.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember being in the old Sylvester Stallone
movie. No, wasn't
but
in there
that
all.
Was the coolest thing about it is just the idea of a drug that would slow down time for you.
Yeah.
And how popular that really would be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you always hear, like, your grandparents say, oh, life went by in a flash. And it really does, your perception of life speeds up the longer you live. So, if you had a drug where, you know, a minute becomes an hour,
yeah,
you know, how coveted would that drug be? And I love that idea. And the way they use it in the film is
so
creative.
It's so good. There's an action sequence where
the effects in this are super cool for the drug and
for the
action and everything. It's
yeah,
so
like the color changes when you're looking at people using the drug and everything slows down. And there's a scene where the big thing is, Dredd has a rookie that he's training during this
whole
thing.
Who's awesome. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's really cool.
You know what she's in?
Hmm.
You're not going to guess. She's in Juno as the friend.
Oh.
Like calling on the hamburger phone and stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's her.
Huh.
Which, it's such a shift, a change in type of character, and she nails it.
She does a great job. And the fighting and the action is great.
That character, is that in the comics? Because I'd never read them.
I don't think she is specifically. I could be wrong. I'm not overly familiar with Dredd. Okay. I just have a couple comics, and I know the story in general.
I've seen some of the artwork, but I haven't actually read it.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. In this scene, they breach in through a door with a bunch of people using the drug, and you're seeing a lot of it from their perspective. So everything's in slow motion, and they're just sitting there, and the door explodes out in slow motion, and someone goes flying across the room, as everyone's just kind of staring, figuring out what's going on, while Dredd and the girl are having this firefight in real time, and everyone else is seeing it in slow motion.
Yeah, it skips so back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
And it just time gives signatures. I don't know how to say it.
Great.
Yeah, it's really cool. That whole movie does that.
Do you think the slow motion, like, I can't remember if they cover this in the movie, but do they, like, can you, you're still moving in slow motion. Like, yeah. If you see in slow motion, your reaction time isn't sped up. You're
no.
still, yeah.
It'd be just like how you would react normally, only you're reacting in slow motion. So just everything is literally in slow motion.
You know what you'd have to do is you'd have to watch things. You'd have to get things queued up and watch them and fast forward.
Yeah.
Before taking the drug. And then you could, like, take, like, two classes worth of, you know, in, like, a day. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that would be cool. You could
learn
that's
actually
a
good idea of cheating the system.
Yeah.
That's funny, man. I didn't think about it that way.
That's awesome.
I don't know. This movie's really kind of cool. I talked to Corey.
It's very different.
I talked to Corey about this through text message a little bit, and he was like, hey, what do you think about it? And I was like, I'm not really sure how, because I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know how the storyline actually fits together with everything. Does it flow properly? Does everything kind of tie into one another? Is it well acted? Blah blah blah. Because I knew visually, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And the overall story is really cool too. And then when I watched it again, I was like, man, this movie's just good. Like,
it's
like
awesome.
It, from beginning to end, there's not a whole lot of plot holes. Yeah. Everything kind of fits together, and it is kind of explained.
Yep.
And then you come to the end of the movie and you're like, okay, I'm happy about that.
Yeah. And that's where this one was smart. They took a lesser known comic book in a futuristic world that has a lot of detail, but a lot of stuff people just won't really catch. So they kept it simple. They're in one location that they're trying to get around in, right? There's one specific goal that they have.
One
instead
bad
of
guy,
so many
one,
yep,
yeah, one
superhero
bad guy,
movies,
one theme, one story,
that
one
they're
building.
Like, there's eight things. This one's just like, look, this will get confusing if we go too deep into it. This is the situation. This is where they live. These are the people. Like,
yeah.
And then they let it play out from
it's
there.
Good.
I really like that you picked it as your movie spotlight, because it's just a crying shame that this movie wasn't more popular.
Yes.
It's one of those movies that really unfortunately flew under the radar.
I think it's because of that rating. It's because of the blood and the gore. And the all of the themes in the drug theme in the movie, I understand why, is because more audiences couldn't or didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
Our generation of people wanted to see it.
I just think I never even knew it came out when it did.
Yeah.
Like, I never heard anything about it. There wasn't a lot of chatter generated.
Really?
I think the marketing campaign just kind of
fell short. I definitely knew about it, but I had subscribed and read articles on it. It was happenstance that I came across it, so I guess you're right, the marketing campaign wasn't great, but once I heard about it, I was super excited, and then I never got to see it in the theater, and I saw it when it came out on Netflix.
This could very easily have been a big summer blockbuster, but just no one went.
Well, there's no real love story. That's why they didn't do it. Again, the, can I make money? No? Okay, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, but the action is really good. Like, there are action sequences where I was just, like, out of breath. Like, when they have the turret and they're shooting down the hallway, and then he, like, comes back out like a BA with his gun and shoots the... Oh, man. It's so cool. It's just a great movie. If you're looking for a darker, grittier, different take on a comic book movie... There's this one, and then, of course, you also have Watchmen, which I think had a lot of issues because people are like, comic book movie. And it's like, dude, Watchmen is not a normal comic book movie.
I'm in love with Watchmen.
It's more vigilantes, and it's very grim and dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there isn't a whole lot of happy in this story. But
there is a whole lot of blue penis, though.
This is true.
It's CGI. I think it'll be okay.
It's CGI. It'll be fine.
Rorschach was so cool, and
he was great.
Yeah,
man.
Rorschach is.
I was
the,
that was the one character besides Dr. Metropolis that I was.
Same
I know we're
here.
Not we're not talking about that movie, but that movie was so good. I can't wait for another good Zack Snyder movie.
Yeah, hopefully it happens soon.
So Instagram, you can find us at FilmNarg. And we have an Instagram. The Instagram, yep. Some of it is just like fun photos and stuff, but there's also like you can keep, you'll know not only the day of that I see the movie that I'm going to review, but you'll always know there's a review coming.
Yeah.
If you like to follow the reviews. And then we do the same for episodes, so you'll know right before when a new episode is coming out. And so it's just a good way to kind of keep in track. And then if you comment on something, we'll comment back so you can talk to us.
Yeah, and absolutely. Facebook, and I'm going to be retweeting all of that and hashtagging and liking and favoriting and all that kind of stuff. And
Twitter.
On the Twitter, which is FilmNark Podcast,
yeah, FilmNark
Podcast. All lowercase. Go to it. Love it.
Yep.
We are FilmNark on Facebook as well. And I think we post things. I think we post the movie reviews, the written reviews on there.
Yep, correct.
And once again, we have a link to the website in a tab. So you can actually just, if you don't want to leave Facebook, you can see everything that we have.
Yeah, and Facebook, of course, is a really easy way to comment and get a hold of us. Give us ideas, things you'd like to see, movies we should watch, anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Ideas on segments and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Polls are on our website at FilmNark.com.
Comment on your favorite brand of toilet paper.
Yes. We'll probably make that the poll for this episode.
That's a good idea.
Also, we are on Patreon. So if you're a fan of the show and you want to support us and get more stuff, because we'd like to give you a lot more content, we've got a lot of ideas, go on to patreon.com, look up FilmNark, and you can send us a dollar, you can send us whatever. That would help.
It would.
So we can bring you more stuff. And there's also some fun rewards for you if you donate a certain amount. But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Corey.
I'm Matt.
I'm Chris. Peace out, FilmNarkians.
Milk was a bad choice.